West Plains Zizzer Basketball on Hot Country KDY is brought to you in part by Bureau, by West Plains Lock and Key, Monty's Outdoors, A to Z Pump Service, J&J Recovery, by Justin Shelby State Farm, by Bailey Chevrolet, Peterbilt, SMP Auto Glass, Ozarks Healthcare, Edgeler and Harper, Butler Heating and Air, by Habitat for Humanity. Also brought to you by The Medicine Shop, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Domino's, by Wilbanks Tire, Rick's Truck Repair, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, by Ozark Hills Insurance, Simmons First Bank, and by Long Electric. Now, Zizzer Basketball on Hot Country KDY.
And welcome to the West Plains Civic Center. We're here tonight for the midwinter game between the West Plains Zizzers and the Branson Pirates. And Hallie Bunch was crowned the queen of midwinter this year, just before the ball game between the JV and varsity game here tonight. West Plains goes for two wins in two nights. Last night they picked up a win at Camden in 62-48. They are 3-9 on the year. The Branson Pirates are 7-5. We'll take a timeout and come back in 3 minutes. Getting close to tip off here at the West Plains Civic Center on Hot Country KDY.
The West Plains Zizzers play here on Hot Country KDY.
As mentioned, West Plains last night with a 62-48 win at Camdenton, and they played one of their best quarters of basketball of the season in the fourth quarter of that game last night. They outscored Camdenton in the fourth quarter of that game by a margin of 24-9 and pulled away. That game was really a close game going into the fourth quarter when West Plains was down 139-28. But West Plains was able to kick it up a notch, and they were able to pull away with a, what looked to be, at least in the final score, an easy win. No game after tonight for West Plains until next Thursday when they'll play at the Bolivar Tournament. All three of those games, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, will be here on KDY. Nate Hudson is the engineer, and Drew Joyce will provide the live video stream imagery, and we'll be tipping off here in probably about 6 minutes. Timeout, back with more in just about 3 minutes on KDY.
Zizzers basketball action continues now on KDY.
Tomorrow we'll have the third game in 3 days here on the radio on KDY. We'll be here for Region 16 play between the MSU West Plains Grizzlies and the Moberly Greyhounds. The Greyhounds are 1-1 in the region. Grizzlies are 0-2 and battling some injury problems, and that's going to make it even tougher than it normally might be against that always good Moberly basketball team. Tip off tomorrow night, 7 o'clock here at the Chopal Evans Arena, West Plains Civic Center. And we'll have that plus the broadcast plus the video stream tomorrow night as well. Moberly and the Grizzlies. It's always a good matchup when they get together here at the Civic Center. All right, we're going to take our final timeout. Then we'll have the starters, and we're going to get this thing started at the West Plains Civic Center. This is a basketball coming up in 3 minutes on KDY.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
We come back and we're ready to get started. The starting five for West Plains minus Briggs Houston, who had 25 points last night. He's not in the lineup. And the tip is a quick tip, and we'll jump it again at center court. West Plains starting five will be Ethan Tuma, Jared Kraft, Josiah Long, and Clayton Robbins. That's the five to start the game. And West Plains wins the tip. We're underway. West Plains in the white with the red and black. Branson in the black with the red and white. But without Frank Houston, it's going to be a challenge, to say the least. Baseline, good feet into the paint. Layup, good. Foul of the play. Basket counts. Jacob Moore cut down the lane and got a really good feed from Ethan Tuma. And got the basket, and he got foul. Basket counts. And the foul is on Luke McCormick, a 6'1 junior from Branson. So Jacob Moore at the line, and the free throw is good. Now full court pressure by West Plains. And the Pirates will break the 10 count easily over on the right side now. They'll move it out to the front. Jace Culver is a 6 foot junior guard down the lane. Here's a drive shot. No good. Too hard. But the rebound putback shot is up. No good. Rebounded by Branson again inside. Lot of contact. Missed shot. Put back good. Foul in the play. The basket counts. Well, eventually they did get a foul call, and it had to be when the ball finally went in. And the basket that time for Brody Gillespie for the Pirates. So it'll be one free throw, and it's no good. West Plains up 3-2. Rebounded by Jacob Moore. Ethan Tuma out front to Jared Kraft. Kraft goes right, stops, now gets the ball away to Moore. Josiah Long now out to the point. You're going to have to run some pretty good offense tonight when you don't have Briggs Houston out there as a fallback. On the side, Robbins turns, kicks it to the corner. Back to Ethan Tuma out the point. Jacob Moore, lob inside, bad pass, knocked away. Turnover one in the ball game. Back the other way, 2-on-3 break. They'll hold up, get it back outside. Gillespie will get the ball to the left point. Culver with it over on the right side. Gets the basketball now to Camden Sutton. Shot from the wing for a three is off the mark. Rebound to Jacob Moore. It's been a real up and down year for the Branson Pirates. Some nights they're very good, and some nights they're not very good. But they're 7-5. Pete McBride is their head coach, former coach at Eminence for many, many years. Here's a drive by Josiah Long. Down the paint. Shoots. No good. Foul, and that'll stop the clock at 5:54 of quarter one. That foul call is on Nolan Tolliver for the Branson Pirates, and that was in the act of shooting. So it'll be two shots for Josiah Long. Free throw is good. One more try. And the next one's good. West Plains 3 out of 3 from the line early, and they have a 5-2 ball, 5-2 lead in this ball game. Here come the Pirates with it in the backcourt. Back from side to side. Get it over the timeline now. And they'll set their offense up with Camden Sutton. To the point, to the left wing. A ball fake to the front. Now, here's a long three, and that's good. Nolan Tolliver ties the game up at 5 apiece. And now foul in the backcourt. That'll be called on Gillespie for Branson, and that's their third team foul. Josiah Long in the backcourt in the white. Gets it over to Jared Kraft. Kraft up the right side in the front court. Jared's going to have to score some tonight. He had 12 last night. Here's Robbins for a two from just inside the three-point line. No good. Ball comes off, and here they come the other way with Sutton. Here's a three from the right wing. That's off the mark. Rebounded by Jacob Moore, who does a pretty good job on the boards for the Zizzers. Now ball at midcourt. Ball loose on the floor. Robbins gets down and picks it up, but he's on the deck, and they all call timeout. So a 30-second timeout, 4:50 to go in the first quarter with the score tied. West Plains 5, Branson 5, and back in 30 seconds on KDY.
The official home of the Scissors is KDY.
We come back to play right elbow, backdoor pass, drive, layup good on a backdoor cut by Jared Kraft. He is going to be such a good player. He's already a good player. But his upside is really high. In the lane, they'll kick it to the left corner. Branson in the black. 7-5 game. West Plains on top. Wing three is shot, and it's good. Camden Sutton with his first basket. Ethan Tuma out front, and that three gives the Pirates an 8-7 lead. Kraft lobs it over on the right side to Moore. We'll hand the ball off to Josiah Long in the corner. Lob down low. Here's a drop step shot high off the board with the right hand. Good. Blayton Robbins with a really pretty move that time. That's his first basket. And that puts the Zizzers back on top, 9-8. Over on the right, Camden Sutton to the right corner. Out to the point, Tolliver, who's made 1-3 already, in the left corner. They get an open shot for a three. That's no good. Weak side rebound. Good job on the block off by Josiah Long. Up the left side to Tuma. Ethan will cross-court it. Good feed. Right-hand layup good by Clayton Robbins. 11-8 West Plains. Down the key. Here's a drive blocked by Robbins. Saved it from going out of bounds, and West Plains comes up with it. Terrific play twice that time by Clayton Robbins for the Zizzers. 11-8 ball game. Jared Kraft has it 3 minutes to go in the first. Free throw line jump shot is up and good. Timeout called by Pete McBride and the Branson Pirates. And this will be a 30-second timeout. 2:56 to play. First quarter, West Plains up 13-8 on the Pirates, back in 30 seconds on KDY.
The West Plains Zizzers play here on Hot Country KDY.
2:56 to go in the first quarter. The Branson Pirates with the basketball in the backcourt. They're down by 5, 13-8. West Plains will pick him up at midcourt. Put a little token pressure on the ball, but not much. Camden Sutton over on the right side. Back over to Sutton. Plains falls back into their 2-3 matchup zone on the left side. Back to the point. Bounce pass high post. Knocked away and stolen. Jared Kraft with a deflection. Picked up Tuma. Back over to Kraft. All the way. Lays it up and good. Jared has 6, and West Plains out to a 15-8 lead. Over the timeline, steal as Josiah Long was going for. He was going for a steal, and it is going to be called for a foul on the reach-in. Only the second foul on West Plains here in the opening quarter. So the Pirates will play it to the backcourt. Clock running again, 2:08 to go, first quarter of play. left side, back over to the right wing. Baseline travel with the basketball. Branson will turn the basketball over as Brody Gillespie was a running before he was bouncing, so turnover 3 on the Pirates. 1:55 left in the first, and here's Josiah Long. Over the timeline, midcourt. Gets the ball over to Clayton Robbins. Clayton gets the basketball now over to Jared Kraft. Kraft lost the ball, picked up by Robbins. At the left point, 1:35 left. First quarter, Clayton in the lane, turns inside, right hand baby hook is good. Clayton Robbins, with room to move around, now has 6. It's 17-8. West Plains has scored the last 10. Now a shot from the wing for a 3. No good. There's Clayton Robbins again with a rebound. And now Jared Kraft walks it up with 1:05 to play in the first quarter. We're kind of picking up where we left off last night. And as I say that, it turns the ball over. Picked up. Driving the layup is up and in by Culver. And that's his first basket. Second turnover on West Plains. Long pass up the floor. Moore has it. Let's pass across. Clayton Robbins, skip pass left wing. Here's a long three for Tuma off the mark. Ball pulled down by Gillespie for Branson. 17-10, West Plains, 35 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Out front, Elijah Lashley, who's in the game, a junior guard, 6'1". Now on the left side, back out front. 20 seconds to go, and the Pirates are just waiting. Just waiting for about 10 seconds to go, and then they'll go. Here they go. on the left side. Pull up left elbow, wide open shot. No good off the back iron. Ball is tipped up in the air twice, picked up inside by the Pirates. Shot goes up, no good. Rebound West Plains, and that's the end of the first quarter. Really good first quarter for West Plains. They lead it after one, score of 17-10. And we're back in 90 seconds on KUY.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
Jace Culver knocks in a three to start the second quarter for the Branson Pirates. He has five, and it's a 17-13 game. West Plains on top. Ethan Tuma out front. Again, the Scissors without Briggs Houston tonight. He's been playing awfully well. He had 25 to lead the way against Camdenton last night. Kraft over. Josiah Long, top of the circle. We'll get the ball over to Tuma in the right corner. Low block. Here's a pass over. Moore all the way in the lane, down the lane, up and good. Jacob Moore with five. 19-13. West Plains is really finding some good shots, some easy shots against the Branson defense. Over to the right corner, back out on the wing. Step through, pass across. Now to the right corner. Ball tipped out of bounds, and he'll stay with the Pirates. Colin Ross is in the ball game for Branson. He had that ball flicked away from him. And Elijah Lashley is out there for the Pirates at a guard spot. Pete McBride has subbed out about everybody. Tegan Asbury's in the game, 6'1 junior for Branson. Out at the front. Here's a three. That's no good, but a long rebound comes back to the shooter. Spin to the middle. It'll hang and shoot and score. Lashley with his first basket. Elijah Lashley with the hoop. Now Josiah Long down the key all the way. Goes all the way and lays it up and good. Pete McBride is not going to be pleased with that defense or lack thereof. So 21-15 West Plains. To the right corner it goes. Tolliver inside, works it up, gets the shot up, no good, but it's rebounded by the Pirates in the corner. Asbury to the point. Gets the ball to Lashley to the right corner. Ball fake, travel violation against the Branson Pirates. Hallie Bunch is the midwinter queen here for West Plains High School this year. Congratulations to her. What a special night for her and her court. Branson will sub, I think. Pete McBride is just trying to find someone that will play a little better defense. Griffin Meerhoff is in the game. He's a 6'2 freshman. In the left corner, Ethan Tuma drives across the paint. Puts up a little runner, no good, but there's Jacob Moore. Gets it back, and a layup is good by Clayton Robbins. Poor Jacob is playing terrific inside right now. Pirates on offense. West Plains up by eight. On the left side, look in to the high post, not open. They'll move it to the right wing. They don't look to go inside very much at all. Here's a deflection from Meerhoff. He gets it back. Now gets it inside. Here's a turnaround, 12-foot fall away. No good. Rebound by Ethan Tuma for West Plains. West Plains could have a 10-point or better lead here. West Plains is doing something smart. They're looking to drive the ball. Here's a three. No good by Clayton Robbins. Back out on the wing. Another three is launched, and that's good by Ethan Tuma. The first basket, and West Plains now by 11, 26-15. Branson gets it to the high post. They look to the right baseline. Now dribble across, ball lost, stolen away. Back we go with Tuma. All the way, left hand layup is good. What a great play going full speed. And another timeout's going to be called by the Branson Pirates. West Plains is eating them alive, and it's a 13-point game. 28-15, West Plains, and we're back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Back to the court and Zizzer Basketball on Hot Country KDY.
Hard to really criticize this start in any way, shape, or form for West Plains. In fact, this first half has been very, very good, and they lead this game 28-15. Branson has the basketball. Branson's trouble is defense, man. They can't play any. At the right point, or at least they haven't so far. Down the low block. Here's a right-hand shot off the back iron. Bounces twice and goes in. Nolan Tolliver has five. Robbins on the right wing for West Plains. And just, you're just patient, man. You can shoot a layup. Here's a reach-in foul against the, oh, it's going to be a double dribble call. I thought there were going to be a reach-in foul, but nope. Turnover three on West Plains. So right now, West Plains has Jared Kraft, Ethan Tuma, Josiah Long, Clayton Robbins, and Jacob Moore. And those five are going to be out there a lot. Left side, Mirhoff has it to the left corner. Branson bounce pass, low block. Inside, ball is nearly tied up. Now we'll get it, take it out to the right point for three, and it's banked in for three. Lashley with his second field goal has 5 points. 28-20, West Plains. Josiah Long nearly lost the ball, and we're going to have a foul call on somebody going for the loose ball, and it will be on Branson. And that's going to be on Brody Gillespie, and that'll be his second foul. First foul for either team here in quarter number two. Grant Mayhem will check in for West Plains. Jacob Moore will get a rest. Inbound to Tuma at the right point. Drives down the key. Kicks it back out to Kraft. Back out on the left wing. Josiah's open for three. No good. Weak side rebound. Only one player there, and that's Nolan Tolliver, and he'll bring it up on the dribble. On the right side at the left point. Left wing pass to the high post. Turn around, face up shot is going to go down. It's good. Nolan Tolliver again. Now he has 7. 28-22. Long over the timeline. Grant Mahan lobs it over the top. Good pass. Fake shot. No good. Foul on the play. And that'll put West Plains on the line. Really good pass that time by Grant Mahan. And McCormick for the Pirates will pick up the personal foul. Luke McCormick. And that will put Clayton Robbins on the free throw line. First try here is good. West Plains is 4 out of 4 from the line so far, 29-22. And the next one, no good. And the ball will be knocked away by Mahan. He got it back momentarily, but it's picked up by Branson. Pirates will walk it up over the right side of the timeline. Lashley to the point. Kick it to the left wing. They'll get the ball to Camden Sutton, who resets their offense. West Plains has switched defenses now. They've gone straight man-to-man. Bounce pass, top of the circle. Over on the left side. Now curling over the top, left elbow. Bounce pass on the baseline. A drive, layup, no good. Whistle blocking foul on West Plains, Ethan Tuma. That'll be in the act of shooting. So 1:42 to go in the first half. 29-22, West Plains. Nolan Tolliver with 7 points. We'll shoot two times here. With 1:42 to go in the half, West Plains by 7. West Plains by 6 as he makes the first one. One more time for 6'2 senior Nolan Tolliver. Next one is good. 29-24. Josiah Long, front court. Dribbles right, gets it over to Jared Kraft. Jared picks it up, gets it to Jacob Moore. Picks up the dribble. Lobs it left into the corner. Josiah Long has it. He'll curl over the top. Down the key. Goes up. Left-hand shot. He traveled with the bat. Ooh, there'll be a foul call. So that very well could be in the act of shooting. Let's see. And it will be two shots. Well, like the Civic Center, they don't put up individual fouls, or I should say over at the high school. Here's a free throw by Josiah, and the first one is good. I don't know why. I figured maybe it didn't work over at the high school. That's why they didn't put individual fouls up, but I know it works here. They just don't do it. Here's Long with one, and another is good. West Plains. Branson will bring it up. They're down by seven. West Plains led by seven after the first quarter, 17-10. They lead at 31-24 now. West Plains matches up out of the zone. They'll come out and pressure and then go back. And now in the right corner, Tolliver, wraparound terrible pass, stolen away by Jared Kraft. And West Plains comes away with it. Six turnovers now on Branson. 46 seconds to go in the half. Might be a temptation. And here's a whistle. And we'll have a foul call on Branson. That will be on Elijah Lashley, and that will be his first foul. On the inbound play. Jared Kraft over. Jacob Moore has it. They'll double-team him in the corner. Bad pass. Stolen. Tolliver the other way. Bounce it across. Pump fake inside. Double-team. And a reach-in foul. We'll stop the clock with 26 seconds to go in the half. And the Pirates will go to the line with Jace Culver. Trying to cut into a seven-point lead for West Plains. Jace Culver has five tonight, misses the first free throw. Clayton Robbins is back in for Grant Mahan. Josiah Long is in. Neil Wright was out there for a brief time. Second attempt of two is no good. Rebound by Clayton Robbins. The West Plains could go for one. Doesn't look like they're going to wait around, though. And now they may, with 15 seconds to go in the half. Ethan Tuma out front, 31-24 West Plains. Jared Kraft with 7 seconds to go in the half. Top of the circle, dribbled it, lost it, picked up, turnover. They'll shoot from midcourt, but there's a travel after the turnover. So West Plains basketball at midcourt. With 8/10 of a second to go in the half, you can catch it and shoot it in that amount of time. So let's see if West Plains can get a shot off. Here's the inbound, a catch by Tuma. Shoots it at the horn, no good. He had a crack at it, but it wouldn't go down. Good first half for West Plains. They lead this game over Branson, 31-24. Back in 3 minutes on KDY.
The official home of the Scissors is KDY.
It's 31-24 at halftime. West Plains led 17-10 after one. They maintained that seven-point lead into the break. West Plains in the first half without Briggs Houston in the lineup tonight. They have done very well moving the basketball and getting good shots. And in the first half, the leading scorer for West Plains was Clayton Robbins. He had 9. 6 points for Jared Kraft, 5 for Josiah Long, 5 for Ethan Tuma, and 5 for Moore, as West Plains really did a good job moving the basketball around and really finding the openings at opportune moments. Jacob Moore was really strong in the early going, the sophomore. Good work on the boards, scoring a few points. Now in the Branson side of the ledger, Nolan Tolliver has 9. They got 5 from Jace Culver, 5 from Elijah Lashley, 2 for Brody Gillespie, and 3 for Camden Sutton. West Plains with 5 first half turnovers. The Pirates had 7. It's the half, 31-24. West Plains on top. And we come back in 3 minutes on KDY.